Edmonton Rush trying to become the first team ever to go a 9-0 in the regular season. They are only the third team ever to go 7-0 after a convincing victory against the Minnesota Swarm. Head coach, GM Derek Keenan joins us once again. Derek, 7-0. Have to be pretty excited.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it really is. I mean, that's, as you know, you've been there from day one, and it's been a lot of ups and downs, and probably more downs for this organization than ups. And to have the start that we've had is really exciting for our fans and our team and our owner and everybody that's been involved all these years. So it's obviously a real good start for us.
Only three teams in National Lacrosse League history have started 7-0, and you've been associated with all of them. You played in Buffalo in 93 and 96, and then, of course, you're coaching now. I know you can't compare the teams because it's two decades ago, and there's only eight games in the season then, and now there's 18. But just talk about maybe how important it was for your team not to get in that overlook mode against Minnesota. You guys really dominated them, especially 5-on-5.
Yeah, we talk a lot about that, and that now we're probably at the stage where, first of all, we're playing a very desperate team. And I still think the good team, you know, even though they're now 1-6, you got a lot of talent. They're really athletic, fast team. They're just probably the only team in the league that's younger than us, actually, and they're still trying to find themselves, much like we were a couple years ago. And so, you know, I think we're at the stage now that we probably have the targets on our back, and you know, we go into a team undefeated, and we're going to face that every week now. So we have to bring our best, and I thought we played really well up to that point, but I felt we maybe stepped back a little bit, and going into the bye, having a week off, we really felt it important to try and get better, and I thought we competed really hard early, and we actually, for a team that, you know, they're supposed to be the top transition team in the league, I think we outran them, which is not an easy thing to do against a team like that, but our guys brought it. I think they really wanted to go into our bye 7-0, and they really showed that they wanted it bad.
Derek, 5-on-5, as I meant, you scored 14 goals even strength. You went 0-for-4 in the power play, and then you allowed 4 goals on 6 chances on the penalty kill. So I'm guessing you're looking at your special team and say, okay, boys, we got to shore it up. What didn't you like about your power play?
And you're right. And I guess in one way it's, we had really focused going into that week on our 5-on-5 because I didn't think we'd been great on offense 5-on-5. So it always seems to be something that comes up that we can get better at, which is good. I mean, if you're perfect in everything every week, then you kind of think that attitude that, oh, you don't know, we can beat us, but we need to get better. And we were, the special teams numbers can really fluctuate. I mean, we were top of the league in both just a couple weeks ago, and now we're, you know, kind of middle of the pack or even bottom, or bottom third. So penalty kill was, you know, we've been real good all year, and it was kind of just one of those nights. They got a couple in the fourth quarter when we were perhaps a little bit lackadaisical. But I am concerned about the power play, too. We're too stationary, and I think it starts with Mark, with Matthews. He's got to move his feet more at the point. You know, otherwise we're gonna look at another option there because he just stands too stationary. Even when we run set plays, he just doesn't move quick enough. And then teams, of course, they focus on him as the shooter, and they take away his shooting lane, and you know that we just become a little bit stagnant. So we need to really get back to basics, and that is moving our feet. Aside from set plays, just general principles on power play, we're not moving our feet enough. We're not creating enough passing and shooting lanes just with simple ball and foot movement, let alone set plays. So I think that's where we're going to start is to get our guy that's leading the power play at the point. He's the guy that has the starts of the ball and stick. He needs to move his feet more.
Head coach and GM Derek Keenan joined us. And, you know, it's interesting you brought that up because I wanted to ask you about Matthews. It seems like he's so much of a team player, Derek, that you know, he always wants to distribute the ball to his teammates. But he has the ability to be a guy who can take over a game, and he's done that a few times this year. Can you try to get that out of him more? And maybe it's a strange criticism to say that, you know, you want him to take over the game more often than he does, maybe not allow his teammates to get involved. I know that sounds strange.
Yeah. You know, it could be a little bit counterintuitive to what we're trying to do as a group, too. And it's not all just Mark, you know, probably wanting to have all his teammates involved. It's kind of our team offense philosophy that, you know, we don't necessarily want one guy to handle the ball a lot. We, you know, we want Mark with a ball and a stick, but you know, we also want other guys with a ball and a stick, and we also want Mark and other guys to do work without the ball because we think Mark's a really good player without the ball. So, you know, we don't think we necessarily need Mark to take over games. He has in the past, and you know, we know he's capable, but I think it's more important that we continue to grow as a group, and they're still pretty young, most of those guys, and continue to get better, I think. And not concerned about, you know, Mark's numbers. They're down a little maybe from where they are at the start of the year, but, you know, he could score 6 next week. You know, that's the kind of player he is, so or he could go 1-7. So I think the key is to continue to try and get better as a group and execute and help one another, and I think that's kind of his attitude, too. And knowing that, as you said, that he is capable of taking over a game if needed.
Derek Keenan joins us. Derek, you have a bye week now, and I know your guys, some have gone away on vacation for a week. Good timing? Are you guys banged up at all, or is this bad timing considering you're 7-0?
I think it's good. I mean, normally you might say no because we are on a roll, and but we, with the smaller rosters and only 16 runners, 2 goalies dressed, the guys have been stressed pretty hard, and we were getting pretty banged up. And having said that, we've had a pretty good schedule. You know, we haven't had back-to-backs. There's teams, you know, Colorado and Philadelphia and Vancouver have had a bunch of back-to-backs already, and those are really stressful on the group. And we have that going forward. So right now is a good time to get a break, and then with a tough schedule coming in the second half to, you know, re-energize for that and continue to, you know, try and stay healthy. We've been, touch wood, we've been pretty fortunate there so far. A couple little nicks, you know, Greer was out for a week, but now he's back and healthy, and I think Lentz missed a week. But other than that, we've been pretty fortunate. So hopefully that continues, and now an opportunity to do a little bit of maintenance. A couple guys have gone away, and then they'll get back at things on the weekend or early next week and preparing for Toronto.
Derek, you guys are looking to tie a record for 8-0 start. Are you allowing the guys to talk about that in the dressing room right now? Like, will that be some sort of motivation that you'll actually bring to the table when you guys get back at it?
I really don't think they do talk about that kind of thing, to be honest. I think they know where they're at, and I don't think it's a goal of theirs to be an 8-0 team, to be, I guess, the second team to start a season 8-0. I was on that 93 team that went 8-0 and then won the 2 playoff games as well. So I don't think they talk about it. I think they really have it ingrained in them that we just go week to week and we don't look too far ahead. And it was funny, I was on a radio show, a lacrosse talk show on Sunday night out of the U.S., and the host asked me about February or March 22nd, Buffalo, because they're leading the East, and I said, I didn't even know we played them March 22nd, and I was being honest. I had no idea. I mean, we really look to next week, and that's it. Beyond, you know, we have an idea, but I certainly wasn't aware that we were facing Buffalo March 22nd, so that's kind of the way our guys approach it as well, I think.
You guys have played 7 games. You got Colorado and Vancouver who have already played 10. Derek, concerned at all that you'll have a pretty compressed schedule late in the year? Or are you happy to have it so guys are fresh, you know, and in game mode late in the season?
We've had it the other way too, and I mean, I don't know that it. I think we're going to be in good shape as long as we stay healthy. We should be sharp for all those games. I think that may be a concern if you have all those games early in the season. You know, you're not as sharp. However, it's funny, you know, Colorado had a very similar schedule in 2012, and they started 6-0. You know, it's great when you're winning those games, and then, you know, if you're not, you know, it's a bit of a concern. So, the back-to-backs are hard. However, our group, we've been typically really good in the past in back-to-backs. Could be because we're young and we play well on the road. Both of those are back-to-back on the road. So I think the timing will be okay. It's just, you know, but you really, it's hard to predict in this league. And we'll just take it week to week. And when those ones come, we'll prepare the best we can.
Going back to that Minnesota game, Derek, you know, they got the power play going and they got some late goals. It was really a, you know, a blowout game for you, like you've had in Minnesota. You guys have led there. You won a playoff game 15-3. You led 10-1 the last time you were in there, including 9-0 at the half. This season, you've been really good defensively, though. But for that first 30 minutes, was that the best defensive game you played?
I think so. I think we were awful good at probably that and the stretch when we got down 7-1 against Vancouver. I thought after that we pretty much closed the door. And then I thought this one we were really good for probably 45 minutes. You know, it was 12-4 at the end of three quarters, and we might have taken the foot off the gas a little bit. But the guys, I think, were tired, too. They played really hard. There's only 9 guys in the back end there, and with a little bit of help from Davis and Knight and Lowen a little bit at the front. But you know, they played really hard, and I think they might have ran out of gas. So, but yeah, a real good effort by those. They lead our team. I mean, I think that's where we draw most of our energy from with how they play. And Aaron Bowles been solid again. So, we get a lot out of those guys. That's for sure.
Well, Derek, great start to the season, 7-0. Enjoy the bye week, and hopefully, you guys tie the record next Friday night at home against Toronto.
Great. Thanks very much.